here's a story from The World.
Beginning in 1915, Ottoman Turks drove Armenians off their lands in what is now Turkey. Historians estimate that more than 1 million people were killed. Now, 106 years later, President Biden is reportedly poised to officially recognize this event as a genocide. That's something many past U.S. presidents have promised to do, but did not. Thomas Duval has been following this closely. He's a senior fellow at Carnegie Europe and author of Great Catastrophe, Armenians and Turks in the Shadow of Genocide. He joins us from London. Let's start with some history, Thomas. What happened to the Armenian people beginning in 1915 in the then Ottoman Empire, what is now modern-day Turkey?
Armenians had lived in what is now eastern Turkey, eastern Anatolia, for centuries. They had a huge cultural presence there. They weren't a majority by 1915, but there were still about 2 million of them. They were a Christian minority, obviously, in a Muslim empire who generally lived there pretty much okay. But the First World War broke out. They were perceived as allies of Christian Russia. They got caught in the middle of that. And things escalated, and we had this horrific two-year-long episode where basically the entire Ottoman Armenian population was sent on these death marches. And as you say, more than 1 million of them died either in eastern Turkey or in the deserts of Syria. Those that they then went into exile, their descendants around the world, which is why you've got so many Armenian Americans in the United States. And the whole thing, which was basically the greatest atrocity of World War One, kind of got forgotten for a whole generation.
So fast forward to today, how big is an acknowledgement from President Biden that this is a genocide? How big a deal is this?
The word genocide was, of course, coined only 30 years after the events themselves in the Second World War. Basically, the Armenian campaign to recognize it as a genocide really only got going in the 1970s. And then you had this big Turkish pushback because it had basically been a kind of taboo subject in Turkey. No one wanted to acknowledge it. And basically, Turkey was a key U.S. ally, and American presidents up until this point were not going to try and cross Turkey on this historical issue, despite the great number of American Armenians. President Obama, I think, was close to doing this, but that was a point when Turkey was opening up, democratizing. There was a hope that Turkish society might acknowledge what had happened. Some Turkish historians were beginning to write about it. So the Obama administration basically decided it was more important to get this acknowledged in Turkey. But President Erdogan's Turkey is a very, very different place, a much more autocratic place, democratic space has closed down. So as this issue comes up, as it does every April 24th, which was the kind of start of the deportations back in 1915, I think the Biden administration has decided it's time.
So Congressman Adam Schiff, who represents one of the largest pockets of Armenians and Armenian Americans, Los Angeles, he'd put forward a congressional motion to recognize the Armenian genocide in 2019. Will Biden recognizing genocide supersede it?
I think for Armenian Americans, it's much more important that the U.S. president makes a statement than that there's something in Congress. I think they feel that language has always been a bit ambiguous about this, rightly or wrongly, and I think mainly rightly. And for them, the fact that there's not been a proper acknowledgement of what happened to their grandparents back in World War One means that they can't really ever bury them properly. And hopefully they will feel some kind of solace and closure when there's a kind of unemphatic statement of this sort about what happened to their grandparents back in 1915.
So as you laid out earlier, Thomas, fear of worsening relations with Turkey has been one of the big reasons behind the reluctance to call 1915 genocide. What could the fallout be?
Well, I mean, I think this is worth considering because there is a kind of progressive party in Turkey, mainly Kurdish, with one or two of the remaining Armenians are members of it. There are still 100,000 Armenians still living in the city of Istanbul. So I think there is some concern that there could be a backlash against those people, given that the United States is a bit too big to hit out at, that those people could suffer. I dearly hope that isn't the case.
Thomas Duval is a senior fellow at Carnegie Europe and author of Great Catastrophe, Armenians and Turks in the Shadow of Genocide. Thank you for being with us to discuss this.
Thanks so much, Marco.